Tudia Schmid-Pickett joins us for a call-in. Tudia's been with the Māori drama series Ahikawa since it began. It's now in its fourth season. She actually picked up a Best Actress award at a recent web series award as well. And she got into the acting thing after doing some work in the city, with Cinco City. But she was occasionally roped into being an extra on the show Pukana. But other than that, it seems that Ahikawa is her first real experience in acting, although she's been doing it for a while now too. And Tudia also is with the Kapaka Rōpū Tūmanako. It's really nice to have you join us here on Pākehā today, Tudia. Tēnā koe, thanks for joining us on the show. Ngā mihi.
Tēnā koe, thank you for having me.
It's good to talk with you. You were not a reluctant, but sort of acting came a little bit more by chance than by design. What have you enjoyed most about the opportunity, and how were you when you first went in front of the camera, Tudia?
I remember my first audition. When I went in there, I was really nervous. And then once I read the script, I could relate to the language being used. I could relate to Gio, the character. And I felt really comfortable with Tiahorangi and Nipia, who played Smooch and Hemi. And so it was really easy, felt very comfortable. What I like most about the mahi I've been doing at Ahikawa is probably that I can, I'm working in te reo Māori. It was just great to know that I got that job based on my te reo Māori and not on my acting experience. So I think it was cool to really know that te reo Māori did open doors for me, and it opened lots of opportunities for me too. So that's probably the best thing about all of it.
Hugh's been a bit of a groundbreaker, hasn't he, in many fronts. And when it was first put to air, you know, some people were, well, gee, look at this. It's sort of got contemporary issues. There's, young, savvy people. There's a little bit of crime going on in the background and some dealing and stuff. Contemporary Māori with reo Māori intertwined with it. It must be neat working on a series that sort of touches on some of the realities of modern day life for our young bilingual Māori city dwellers, ne?
Yeah, I like that it touches on social issues that sometimes you don't really see on TV. And I like that it's, and especially issues that affect Māori today. And they're all different kind of issues. It's not the same issues that we used to have, you know, now that we're at social media and all of that's around, social issues have evolved as well. So it's great that we can portray that, and so that rangatahi and taiohi can see that we hear them, we can see the struggles, and that we're representing them and showing that there are solutions and how we can get out of those. So, yeah, I love that title, Ahikawa, as well.
Well, it's into its fourth series, so obviously audiences are warming to what's going on in it. Who do you think the main audiences are?
It's pretty buzzy, because when we first started it, it was a rangatahi show for rangatahi. But I've actually found with feedback over the years that it's all ages. I was pretty shocked when I first found out, but a lot of kids watch it, which is, some of the things that happen on that show, I wouldn't be seeking for kids to see, but it's real. So kids, and I've had nannies come up to me, so it's all different ages. Ngā kaumātua, ngā pakeke, ngā tamariki, ngā rangatahi. I think everyone can relate to certain people in different situations in it, so I think there's not really a demographic there. It's more just, it's for everyone. Māori, Pākehā mai, tātā katoa.
Well, it's an interesting cast, eh? And they're neat. I really like the sort of the swagger, I guess, that you see from a lot of the actors. You were singled out at the recent web series awards as the Best Actress. I mean, that's quite a tohu for you, ne?
Yeah, I was really, really shocked. Like, I didn't really... Ahikawa was kind of being one of the first door I've come through in terms of acting, so I don't really know about all the awards and stuff. So this was the kind of first time I heard about the web fest, and yeah, very grateful to have even been selected for that. But I think it's lots of our team got nominated as well, the directors, the writers. So I think it's very much a whānau and team effort, Ahikawa, in all aspects of it.
How much of Tudio is in GO?
Ooh, I feel like people who met me at a party might say we're very similar. Because, you know, I like Te Ngaho, but I'm a bit of an introvert extrovert. So, you know, at times it changes, yeah. But I'm with Gio, I think, how she is with her whānau and her friends, you know, always there with her mates, that's a bit of me too. Always hanging with my mates, always together with them, yeah.
Hey, do you think it will morph into other opportunities? Is there anything on the horizon that you can share with us, or are you keeping that pretty close to your chest?
Oh, no, that's all good. I'm allowed to share that I'll be going on, like, some Shaunan Street, the special thingy next year, around Jan and Feb, I think. And then Fina, got a little small part on there, but Fina Kupa movie, that'll be coming out next year or the year after. So yeah, looking forward so people can see me in other lights, other characters.
Ka pai. Hey, congratulations. It's neat to see your career unfolding like that. And you know, who would have thought that when you first stepped in front of the Ahikaroa audition tape that you'd end up being a Shortland Street actress. But who knows where this might lead to as well. Feature films. I want to wish you well, and congratulations with the acknowledgement so far. Tudia, just while we've got the chance to, you know, Ngā Tūmanako is one of our, well, we're all proud of the Lōpū, the success it's enjoyed and the youthfulness of its approach. It's been a really difficult time, hasn't it? Well, obviously, to get together and practice has been on the no-go Joe signs. But now still unsure of what's going to happen in Feb of next year. How proud are you to be in that Lōpū, and how sort of destabilising has COVID been for that side of you and that mahi you do?
Well, I'm actually not one who I see, and that's what the group's made of. So I don't know. I've grown up with everyone there, so it doesn't feel too different when we're all together. But in terms of practice, we're waiting for Matatini to let us know on October 29th what's the haps, if we're having Matatini in Feb, April, or if we're having regionals. Not really sure, but I think it's a bit, if I'm to be honest, it's a bit funny that Auckland is in lockdown and other groups and other rohe can keep having livers, but oh well, it is what it is. I think the main thing, I just want everyone to be safe, you know, and if everyone can practice while being safe, that's the best, but if not, then maybe Kapa has to wait a little bit more. I'm looking forward to working out how to practice in these times as well, because I think there's a lot of learning to come for everyone, and yeah, who knows? I just want everyone to stay safe.